Take a minute. In the year 1899, four newspaper reporters were searching for a story. They each worked for a different newspaper in the city of Denver, Colorado, but by chance ended up together one Saturday evening. All four of them were desperately needing a story to publish the next morning in their Sunday newspapers. For them, no news was bad news, especially when facing a deadline just hours away. Finally, they decided to just make up a story about something that happened in another part of the world, since it would be much harder to check for truth and accuracy. Remember, this was over 100 years ago, before television, satellites, and the World Wide Web or Internet. After much discussion, they came up with the unbelievable story that the Chinese government was tearing down their Great Wall of China to show international goodwill and welcome foreign business trade from other nations. The story said that some American engineers were coming to China to bid on the job of helping blow up the Great Wall. Remember, none of this was true. Well, by 11 o'clock Saturday night, these four reporters had worked out all the details for this far-out, made-up story to be published in the next morning of their four newspapers. They never expected anybody to believe their obviously fake and phony story. But to the reporters' shock, people actually did believe it. When the Chinese read that the Americans were sending engineers to tear down their Chinese national monument, they, of course, were very angry. One group of Chinese patriots even rioted and attacked embassies, killing hundreds of foreigners. In fact, this imaginary story and hoax made up by four news reporters started the international conflict and terrible bloodshed in China known as the Boxer Rebellion. You see, the power of our words can be used for great good or great pain. Even what we think are just small jokes, gossip, or white lies can badly hurt, even destroy people. So won't you ask Jesus to help you control what you say before you start a war of words that hurts your family or friends? Just think a minute.
If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.